Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
We believe that stories are magic, so when we find a great one, we can't wait to share it. Far, far away on the planet Florp, a baby named Bobby Wonder was born. But his parents relocated the family to Earth right after the birth, so Bobby grew up having no idea he was an alien. Until his 10th birthday, that is. Can you imagine waking up on your birthday to find out that you can fly and talk to ducks? Created by a New York Times best-selling children's author and produced by the award-winning Go Kid Go team, Bobby Wonder is out of this world fun. Search for Bobby Wonder on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good day, listeners. Welcome back to the Snoop and Sniffy Show. Today certainly should be an exciting day. The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, and mysteries are afoot. What case shall we solve today, young Sniffy?
You're certainly in a good mood today, Snoop.
I'm always in a good mood, Sniffy. By Jove! What's that noise you just made?
Oh, nothing. Just glad to see you're in a jovial spirit today, like me.
Yes, I am happy. What of it?
Does this have anything to do with passing our mid-annual detective review trial?
Oh, that? No. That was a cinch. A literal walk in the park. I'm just having one of those chipper days.
Alrighty, Snoop, if you say so. Now, where are all these mysteries you say are afoot? Also, shouldn't we say a paw?
Absolutely brilliant, Sniffy. Yes, the mysteries are a paw, and I just adore witty wordplay. And as for the mysteries, well, they're certainly out there somewhere. But I expect we might be receiving one in just a moment.
Whoa, your bowtie collar phone is ringing. How did you know?
Deduction, dear Sniffy, deduction. Hello? You've reached the Snoop and Sniffy Dog Detective Agency, the top-notched and most highly rated dog detective agency in all of Pflugerville. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking?
It's me, Freckles.
Oh, it's Freckles. Hello, Freckles.
You do know that I'm the only one who has this number.
Is that so? Really?
Okay,
What may I do for you, Freckles? Do you have a case for Sniffy and I?
Well, I am kind of having an emergency. Actually, something terrible has happened here at the firefighter station. I shouldn't have left my undercover headquarters.
Oh dear. Are you saying that when you left your undercover headquarters to monitor a ridiculous test for Sniffy and I, that something bad happened to you?
I mean...
That would be so unfortunate.
Is that what sarcasm is? I think I finally get it.
Yes, Snoop. I require the detective services of you and Sniffy, pronto. There's a bit of a situation here. Do you think you could help out?
But of course. That's what Sniffy and I are here for, to solve cases.
Thank you.
That's right. I hung up on her.
Whoa, that's the first time she hasn't hung up on you.
That is what I like to call the upper hand.
You mean the upper paw?
You are a wordsmith, dear Sniffy. Now, onwards to the firefighter's station.
I've never been inside the firefighter's station. This is so exciting.
Yes, but do be careful. There are lots of things for you to knock over. Plus, we know that Freckles is here undercover, so we don't want to blow her cover.
Why is Freckles undercover at the firefighter station? Isn't it a bit odd for a Dalmatian to be hanging out with all those human firefighters?
Actually, Sniffy, Dalmatians are the official dogs of firehouses.
They are?
Well, they used to be. Many years ago, before motorized vehicles were a thing, the human firefighters used horse-drawn carriages to get to the fires. Dalmatians would run alongside the horses, protecting them from other animals.
That's courageous of them.
Yes, and when the fire alarm would sound, Dalmatians would bark to let the human bystanders know to get out of the way, so the firefighters could get through.
Oh, I can bark too.
Yes, but Dalmatians are some of the bravest and most loyal of dogs. They stand by their human owners through and through.
I'm loyal and brave too.
Yes, yes, of course you are. I know that, Sniffy. But back in the day, Dalmatians really helped firefighters. They calmed their scared horses and also guarded their wagons from thieves.
Wow, who knew?
Yes, it's a very important lesson in dog history. Freckles is one of the great breed of dogs. Truly stand-up stuff. But ever since motorized fire trucks entered the scene, Dalmatians have become more like a mascot.
Freckles is Pflugerville's firehouse mascot. What a great undercover disguise.
Indeed. So, as I was saying before this impromptu lesson in dog history, don't make a mess or blow Freckles' cover.
Got it. I won't say a thing, and I won't knock anything over. I hope.
Ah, and here we are.
Wow, it's bigger than I thought. A three-story fire station. And look at that garage. Are there two bright red fire trucks inside?
There sure are. Thank you for coming by so quickly. Like I said, the situation is dire.
Fire?
No, dire. And please, don't say fire in a place like this. It could cause total chaos.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
What seems to be the issue here, Freckles?
As you know, yesterday I left my station to administer your...
Mid-annual detective review trial. Yes, we remember. By the way, we passed with flying colours.
I didn't see any flying colours. Just Fred, the flying squirrel.
Well, when I returned to my station, the fire hose that sits above my dog bed was gone. It seems it has been misplaced or stolen, and it's vital we get the hose back pronto as it's very needed in case of a fire emergency. And also I would kind of like to get it back because the human firefighters might notice.
Ah, I see. Very interesting. So, on your watch, the hose was taken.
Well, technically I wasn't here to watch it being taken, so... Okay, yes. I shouldn't have left my headquarters. I just personally wanted to see you in action. But can we move on from that now?
Of course. Water under the bridge.
The hose is under a bridge? Where?
No, Sniffy. It's an idiom.
Are you calling me an idiot?
No. Idiom. Not idiot. It means we're going to help Freckles out and I'm going to stop being a pompous braggart.
Oh, that'll be nice. Now, Freckles, as a junior detective with a nose for deduction, point me in the direction of your pet bed. I want to sniff out this hose.
It's right this way. The human firefighters are all in their cafeteria right now eating lunch, so they haven't noticed that the hose is missing.
Are they eating baked beans and macaroni and cheese? My favorite!
Stay focused, Sniffy.
Oh, that's right. To the pet bed.
Here it is. Go ahead, plop right down on my perfectly made pet bed.
Oh yeah, this is quite comfy. I love your feather pillow, so fancy.
What do you smell, Sniffy?
I smell luxury and high quality dog shampoo.
I have to keep the spot spotty.
What else?
Yes, I'm getting something. This smells interesting. A dash of that. A bit of this. Yes, no, it couldn't be.
Tell us what you are smelling, Sniffy.
I smell trash.
Trash? What? There's no way. I would have smelled that too. Are you sure you aren't smelling yourself?
Hey, and no, it's definitely a trash smell.
But how? Where did it come from?
There's only one friendly neighborhood creature who likes to cover themselves in trash.
Sniffy?
Me?
No, not Sniffy. Donna the raccoon.
Why would Donna come in here and take the firefighter's hose?
That's what we're going to figure out. Come on, Sniffy. While Sniffy and I make our way to the nearest dumpster to question Donna the raccoon, why don't you all take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
And we're back. Freckles, our top agent at the Dog Detective Agency, needs our help. While she was out surveying the field, someone came into her headquarters, which happens to be a firefighter's station, and took the very important firefighter's hose. Now, my dear colleague Sniffy just sniffed the scene of the crime and smelled trash. So that leads us to believe Donna the raccoon may have had something to do with this. We're on our way to the local dumpster to question her now.
Yep, this is definitely the same pungent, yummy smell that was on Freckles' dog bed. Good old trash!
Do you see Donna anywhere?
Hard to tell from out here. Guess I'll have to dive in.
Sniffy, wait!
Oh, ooh la la! Look, a marshmallow!
Is Donna anywhere in there?
Donna? Oh, Donna, do you happen to be in the dumpster?
Did somebody say marshmallow?
That was me, but sorry, I ate it.
It's okay. I have a whole pack hidden down here. What can I do you for, Sniffy and Snoop?
You didn't happen to take the firefighter's hose from the Pflugerville firehouse, did you?
Is it edible?
No.
Then no. I definitely did not take the firefighter's hose. Why would I take that? Especially if I can't eat it.
I feel you on that.
Well, whoever took the hose left behind a scent of pungent trash, and we just assumed it was you.
Well, I never. That's quite rude to think that anywhere there is the smell of sweet, glorious trash means that I was there. So many other animals on Bark Street smell like trash, too.
Fair.
Plus, I've been laying low in this dumpster ever since yesterday. I'm hiding out from Lorraine.
Why are you hiding out from Lorraine?
Well, let's just say she caught me going through some trash cans near her shed, and I may have spilled a bunch on top of her and around her shed as I was running away. I didn't want another ticket. She came by earlier and called out to me, but I just pretended to be a piece of trash, which is easy for me. Now can I go back to my nap?
Yes, of course. Thank you for your service, Donna.
And we're sorry for assuming you were a criminal because of your smell. That was wrong of us.
It was indeed. But Donna gave us some valuable information. Come on, Sniffy. Out of the dumpster. We have a duck to question.
Bye, Donna. Enjoy your marshmallows.
We've learned a valuable lesson just now, Sniffy.
Don't immediately accuse the raccoon.
Yes, but more importantly, one should never assume something about someone else just based on appearances and smells. It's important to hear everyone out and get the facts.
Rightio. So, where's Lorraine?
Let's check her shed. I'm sure she's around somewhere. Ah, look, Here's her shed. Very interesting.
What's interesting, Snoop?
Her shed. It's spotless.
You're right. It's super clean. Not a spot of dirt or feather anywhere.
Donna said she spilled a bunch of trash on and near the shed. But it's all gone.
And yet the faint smell of trash is still there. And Snoop, the ground is wet.
Looks like we found our culprit. Lorraine must have been upset after Donna spilled trash on her and her shed. So she snuck into the firefighter's station to steal the hose to wash away all the grime.
Someone needs to write Lorraine a ticket. I'll do it.
Ease on down, Sniffy. We just need her to return the hose to Freckles. Ah, here's Freckles now.
Answer it.
Hello, Freckles. We've discovered who took your fire hose. It was...
Lorraine the Duck. Yes, I know. The hose has been returned. Please report back to the firehouse, stat.
How did she do that?
I'm not the top agent for no reason.
Oh, she's good.
We're on our way. But first, may I ask you how... She hung up.
That's Freckles for you. Come on, let's get back to the firehouse.
I'm going to be the bigger dog and not lose my mind over how Freckles figured it out before us. But I can't say I'm not disappointed. I...
Criminal ticket.
Ugh! Stop that yelling, Sniffy, or I'll give you a ticket.
Oh no, please don't, Lorraine.
All is okay, all is fine. The hose is returned. The human firefighters didn't notice. Crisis averted.
How did you know Lorraine took the hose?
I didn't, until I saw her putting the hose back just a minute ago.
Why do you do it, Lorraine?
It wasn't Lorraine who took the hose.
It wasn't?
It wasn't?
It wasn't.
Nope, it was Secret Agent Number 9.
You're not supposed to reveal my identity in public.
Yesterday, Lorraine caught Donna going through some trash cans near her shed. When Donna spilled trash out into the shed and onto Lorraine, Lorraine was upset. Now she smelled like trash.
True story.
How was Lorraine to clean up the trash and get rid of that awful stench? She needed a hose. But not just any hose, a powerful hose. And where is the most powerful hose in town? Why? The Pflugerville Firehouse.
Yep, this is all tracking for me.
But the only issue is, how is Lorraine going to get the hose unnoticed? Well, she's going to have to go undercover and become Secret Agent Number 9. Her incognito secret identity, where Lorraine no longer exists, but only Secret Agent Number 9 does.
Yeah, Snoop's right. I can't stand the smell of trash. And I couldn't bear the stench on my feathers. So I infiltrated Freckles' headquarters and took the firefighter's hose. It was the only hose powerful enough to get rid of the smell. And then, when I was done, I returned it. And yeah, I'm so sorry I didn't ask or tell you, Freckles. I thought it'd be okay since, you know, I'm a secret agent too, right?
I guess, but you should never take the firefighter's hose. They need them for real emergencies.
Yeah, but smelling like trash is an emergency. It was dire.
Fire.
Fire?
It's happening. It sounds like there's a real fire. I've got to go. You dogs get out of here. It's about to get chaotic in here. Good work, Snoop and Sniffy. Another case solved. Now scram.
Wow, truly was fascinating to see those human firefighters in action. Modern day heroes. And I have to hand it to Freckles, riding along with the human firefighters on their fire truck is no small feat. She's a very brave and courageous dog. Bravo, Freckles, and to all Dalmatians. I think I'll stick with solving cases from the comfort of a backyard. If you had a blast listening today, please go and find all our other shows on the Go Kid Go network. Search Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts and you'll find your way. Until next time, always be investigating. Woof woof.
Go
kid, go!
Do you love time machines, musicals, and jokes? Of course you do! That's why Story Pirates creator Danny Teeger made a brand new podcast called Musical Time Machine. Who says you can't have a dance party while learning about diverse trailblazers, from Abraham Lincoln and Harriet Tubman to George Washington Carver and Thomas Edison? Search for Musical Time Machine on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts to join the fun.